Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and today we're chatting with Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department, and again, we'll be taking your phone calls here. It looks like we may have one coming in right now, and we do, so we'll take your phone calls here at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Go ahead. Go ahead, you're on In Focus with Director Butler.
Let me turn my radio down. I apologize. Anyway, okay, I'll make this brief. I promised Dave I'd make this brief. It's very positive. And I don't know if your officers have time to listen to radio when they're very busy schedules or not, but I want to pass a message. They have the best director they've had since the first one, and he was pretty good from California, Mr. Penhollow. But anyway, he has a heck of a job to do. When you listen to the radio and there's a sheriff, a policeman, or a trooper, or an FBI agent, or somebody killed every day, I understand why they don't want to be policemen. But they need to step up and get tough and follow the direction they have here. Join this department. Come to this department. It's the best law enforcement we've had. And I think someone said, I'm sure your wife will like this community because our law enforcement will be a lot better in the next 3 months. And it is. So the people in this area should be proud and happy with what they have. And one small suggestion, I think it would be a good idea if you rode two people in a car at night shift. Then you have two people there. You don't have to have a backup. You don't have to run another car, spin the wheels off another car, take a chance getting there, wear the car out. You've got two people on the spot. I know it's going to cost more money, and anybody listening to this that knows me knows that I think the cost is way too high. It probably is not. I'm wrong a lot. So anyway, thank you, Director, for what you do. You have helped this community.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Fultz. I might have to add you to my recruiting team. I'll tell you, those are some very nice comments about the department and myself. I appreciate it. As far as your suggestion about adding two officers to a car, you know, in an ideal world, that would be great. But the cost for here with the crime that we face really is prohibitive to do that. In fact, it's a good opportunity for me to mention that nationally, you know, there's about two officers for every 1,000 residents in our country. And Riley County is a very efficient police department in the sense that it only has 1.49 officers per 1,000 residents. So it doesn't seem like a big difference, but if you plug your population into that formula, the difference is, you know, about 30 or 40 officers that most departments would have based on their population that we don't have. What we miss when we don't have more officers is the ability to be more proactive with community policing, which has been an emphasis of mine since I've been here, is to be more proactive in community policing. And we are doing some of those things. And I mentioned the barbecue trailer in the last segment, but there's other things that we can be doing as well that are not related to enforcement that would help improve our relationship with all members of our community. So I appreciate your comments. It'd be, again, two officers would be nice, but financially it's just not feasible here.
And that's not to say that the police department doesn't listen to public concern. You have an advisory board that I'm sure fields all kinds of ideas all the time that you'll listen to, and some ideas may actually get passed along here.
Yeah, the advisory board is a good group, you know, and we have folks that I share information with them about what's happening here, and they ask really good questions. Sometimes they make suggestions, and it's just another check and balance on how we do things here. The law board is one, of course. The CAB, or the Community Advisory Board, is another. And just the opportunity for citizens to engage us at every level is a third one. So we take all that very seriously and we welcome it. And I think it helps us remain a very professional and well-regarded department.
All right. Well, we appreciate the phone call here. And again, if anyone else has a question or a comment here, 785-537-1350 is our number. Had a question come in here about the firing range, and I was going to get to that topic. We might as well take that up now here. The question was wanting to know how the cost for the firing range went up over $1 million. I believe that was reported on last week here from the county commission.
Yeah, I don't have all of the answers to that because the county oversaw the construction. I know there were some estimates on what it would cost to build the range after the land acquisition. And as the project proceeded and commenced, some of those costs increased, and it is a lot of money. There's no question about it. It was surprising to me. The good news, if there's good news on that front, is for all intents and purposes, the range is now completed. The water line was just installed a couple of weeks ago. We're hoping to have, by the end of this month or early July, an open house. And this open house / ribbon cutting would be open to the public, and we're going to announce that. So people can come out and see what their tax dollars have funded. Couple of points I'll make, and there's a lot I could talk about with the range, but I believe the total amount of land purchased was about 150 acres, if I'm not mistaken. Hardly any of that total acreage is being used because there was an intent to have a buffer between the neighboring landowners when that land was purchased. That was one of the reasons. And the other thing is, you know, the police department, many people don't know this, many do, has been trying to find a permanent home for over 10 years that the county owned and was not leasing so they could have complete control over it. And while the cost of this range is high, it is expensive, just based on my knowledge and experience, this firearms range will provide service easily for 40 to 60 years without any more major expenditures needed unless we add a skid pan out there to help with emergency driving. But as far as a firing range goes, if you divide those number of years, 40 or 60, into the amount over that time period, it's a good value in my opinion, and it's a very good facility.
And are you guys utilizing that space yet? Because I know you got the lease ended about a year ago.
Yeah, we have been until just recently on a more limited basis because we did hire some new police officers, and before we can issue them a weapon, we do have to take them out there and qualify them. We have to teach them the basics of use of force, and it's more comprehensive, but there's some general rules of firearm safety and use of force techniques that we have to teach them and then qualify them. So we've been doing that a little bit, but now that the water line's been put in, we've been doing our regular annual firearms qualification. So we've been more active in the last month or so.
Now, if there's another county that needs to use the range for any reason, is that something you guys are able to do? Like, let's say, Bunce County or Geary County or something like that?
It's kind of a mixed bag. In general, part of the agreement that we made with the landowners out there is that we would not just open it up wholesale to other jurisdictions to use. What we did tell them and what we have done is when we engage in joint training with other law enforcement agencies, for example, on our tactical team, we have two members from K-State who are on the team. But when we engage in joint training, and it's something we do on a regular basis because we respond to mutual aid requests and they also come here, we want to train together so we know each other and know what we're doing. So we would never allow anybody to use the range unless one of our certified range masters was present and overseeing the training. So it's not going to be as heavily used as some might think because we're limiting access to it.
Curious, does the Bearcat training go on out there too then?
There are some tactical training situations where the tactical team would use the Bearcat out there in those scenarios. They're not your standard annual qualification opportunities, but actual tactical exercises where the Bearcat would be used as transport and cover and rescue in some training. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, we've got to take our third break here on the program. We'll come back and segment number four with Director Butler up next here on News Radio KMAN.